ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यं प्रवदन्तम् अनुपेत्य अपेत्यकृत्यं दैपायनो विरहकातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोऽभिनेदुस्तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान्नतोऽस्मि यस्यानुभावाखिलं श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपतितीर्षतां तमन्दं संसारिणां करुणायाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीना नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 8, Text number 28. The name of the chapter is The Character of Bharat Maharaj. Rakhina, are you? Aapko chahiye? Okay, so. Tatra अपि ह वा आत्मनो मृगत्व कारणं भगवत् आराधना समीह अनुभावेन अनुस्मृत्य भृशं अनुतप्यमाना आह तत्रापि हवा आत्मनो मृगत्वकारणं भगवताराधनसमीहानुभावेन अनुस्मृत्य भृशम् अनुतप्यमान आह तत्रापि हवा आत्मनो मृगत्वकारणं भगवताराधनसमीहानुभावेन अनुस्मृत्य भृशम् अनुतप्यमान आह तत्रापि हवात्मनो मृगत्वकारणं भगवताराधनं समीहानुभावेन अनुस्मृत्य भृशम् अनुतप्यमान आह। पढ़िए प्रभु जी। Go for what translation? Any Mataji's translation? Go for what translation? Tatra api. In that worth, ha, va, indeed, atmanaha, of himself, mrigatva karanam, the cause of accepting the body of a deer, bhagavataradhana samiha, of past activities in devotional service, anubhavena by consequences, anusmritya remembering, vrisham always, anutapyamanaha repenting, aha said. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Although in the body of a dear Bharat Maharaj, due to his rigid devotional service in his past life, could understand the cause of his birth in that body. Considering his past and present life, he constantly repented his activities, speaking in the following way. Purport. Can we repeat the translations? Although in the body of a deer, Bharat Maharaj, due to his rigid devotional service in his past life, could understand the cause of his birth in that body. Considering his past and present life, he constantly repented his activities, speaking in the following way. Purport. This is a special concession for a devotee. Even if he attains a body that is non-human, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he advances further in devotional service, whether by remembering his past life or by natural causes. It is not easy for a common man to remember the activities of his past life. But Bharat Maharaj could remember his past activities due to his great sacrifices and engagement in devotional service. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Suyam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jukta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Shagana Raghunatha Nitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhuta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitansa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanta Nagaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Bhessa Krupa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Hare Tatrapi Hava Atmano Mrigatva Karanam Bhagavata Aradhaniya Samiyanubhavena Anusmritya Vrisam Anutapyamanaha. Although in the body of a deer, Bharat Maharaj, due to his rigid devotional service in his past life, could understand the cause of his birth in that body. Considering his past and present life, he constantly repented his activities, speaking in the following way. In the beginning of this chapter and the previous chapters, we understood that Bharat Maharaj is not a general devotee, was not a general devotee of Lord Krishna. He was the Mahabhagavat. In beginning, in the verse, it has been spoken, Bharat Mahabhagavato. By this word, we can understood that Bharat Maharaj was not a general devotee specially, like us and others. Otherwise, how this topic could be brought in this Bhagavatam, in the special, in the middle of the cantos, like canto 5. So therefore, we are considering that Bharat Maharaj was not a general devotee. We can see, although he fell down from his position because of a little bit of attachment to the deer, but still we can consider how much was engaged from the beginning of his life in the devotional service to Lord Vasudeva. But in the summary of this chapter, Prabhupada is explaining Bharat Maharaj in the beginning, his father was trying to engage him in spiritual activity, but he did not have interest in this field, and he was trying to become spiritually elevated, but he could not. That's why he started to focus on how to rule over the kingdom, and also he got success in this work, and he had also interest in this field. At the same time, he was also performing ritualistic ceremony like yajna vagara, all these things he was doing. And in this way, he had also the desire to serve Krishna, Vasudev, even if when he was ruling over the kingdom. And then he married the Panchajani, right? His wife's name was Panchajani, and he begat 5 children from her. And after ruling over the kingdom, he gave all the responsibility to all his 5 sons. Then he took sannyas. And he had a desire to become fully Krishna consciousness. Although he was there in the grihastha ashram, and he was also Krishna consciousness, but he was thinking himself, let us go and become fully Krishna consciousness. That was the purpose, that is the hidden cause that why Bharat Maharaj gave up the family life and came to take Krishna consciousness fully, and let us go and become fully Krishna consciousness by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna completely. Because how, when a person is really taking this type of decision, when he is finding that I am not really, the things are happening very nicely in this life, let us go this platform of Varnasrama Dharma and follow the religious principles, then test that what is happening. Because when somebody is taking weak step, then he is looking to the previous subject matters, that how, what happened and what the devotees did in the previous lifetimes, like Prahlad Maharaj and others. So in this way they are taking decisions that let us go to the forest and take vanaprastha life, perform lot of austerities. Like here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is speaking at the end of his purport, last line, Bharat Maharaj could remember his past activities due to his great sacrifices. Great sacrifices means, first of all, he gave up his kingdom, gave up his family relations with wife, with sons, and whatever attachment he had to the kinsmen, to the citizens, he gave up everything completely and came to perform devotional service. And the next sentence is saying, engagement in devotional service. When he did all these sacrifices and he came to engage himself completely in devotional service, but still he found himself in the middle, like here, he's repenting himself that what did I do in the last life? I gave up the kingdom, everything else, and I came to this level of performing devotional service nicely, but still I became attached to the deer. So this is really a very serious matter that what I have realized myself, that even such a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, that after even giving up everything, he is being going again down by the influence of Maya, becoming attached to a deer. So we can understand that how much it is required to be serious in Krishna consciousness, completely making ourselves free from this material entanglement, asakti, all these things. Sarva upadhi vinirbuktam tat paratvana nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha shevanam bhaktir uchyate. We found in the Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu that this is the verse that speaking about the pure devotional service. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvana nirmalam. So we have to completely free from sarva upadhi. And then if we'll engage in that level our senses in the service of Lord Krishna, then really we'll find ourselves that hrishikena hrishikesa sevanam bhaktir uchyate. And when we'll engage our senses in the service of Krishna, then that is called seva, and that is called bhakti, and that is also uttama bhakti, pure devotional service. So you see, Bharat Maharaj also practicing pure devotional service, Parasara Muni in Vishnu Puran, he is explaining, also it is there in the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami is quoting, that how Varnasrama Dharma is not the Anga of devotee. Although the oppositions, they are complaining, they are saying that Varnasrama is also the Anga of Bhakti, because Parasara himself said in the Vishnu Puran, there is no other way. Without Varnasrama we cannot practice bhakti. But still he is bringing this point. Same Parasara Muni has also explained in different places in Vishnu Puran, and he is saying that is this Bharat Maharaj, he is speaking what na Krishna Vishnu Rishikesha ityah raja sakyavalam nanyat jagada maitreya kinchit supnantarishvapi. This Bharat Maharaj, even if in his dream he never think about anything else, he never thought about anything else. Throughout the day, in the whole night when he was sleeping, he was speaking all the times Krishna, Vishnu, Rishikesha, all the names of Lord Krishna. In this way he was practicing devotional service. Never spring any subject matter into his mind. When he gave up his family life, came to practicing Krishna consciousness seriously. So even in that state, there is a chance of falling down from the platform of pure devotional service. There are some causes which we don't know. We don't know the previous life of Bharat Maharaj. I don't know. Maybe somebody knows, but I don't know. So, but Bharat Maharaj, we know that what is the cause that why he fell down from this path of pure devotional service. Here he is repenting in this verse that he is considering his past and present life. And Srila Prabhupada is also saying that if we'll perform, if we'll do sacrifices for the service of Krishna, then in the next lifetime we'll become able to remember what we did in the first life. He is explaining. Srila Prabhupada is also saying, because of his great sacrifice in his past activities, he could remember, Bharat Maharaj could remember. So, how Bharat Maharaj was not a jnani, was not a artha, artharthi, jigyansu, jnani, he was not in this level of devotee, I will explain a little bit. Because in Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami is saying that tatra gitasu gitadisu uktanam chaturanam adhikarinam madhye yasmin bhagavatah krupasya tat priyasyava sa khina tat tat bhavah syat suddha bhaktya adhikari adhikaravan yatheva saunukadischa dhruvasya cha chatushanah. In the Nectar of Devotion, we see he is saying the meaning of these two verses. He is explaining that in Gita he is saying, Rupa Goswami, we know there are four types of devotees who are qualified to perform devotional service. Adhikari, they are. Madhya yasmin bhagavatah krupasyat. And he is explaining, by the mercy of Lord Krishna and by the mercy of his pure devotee, these four types of devotees are becoming able to perform devotional service, pure devotional service. It is not general devotional service. And he is explaining how it is that, what are the examples. And he is saying that, tat priyasyata, those who are the devotee of Lord Krishna, pure devotee of Lord Krishna, when they are showering unconditional mercy on the fallen conditioned souls, then they are becoming able to practice devotional service. And when they are practicing devotional service, these four types of devotees, sa khina tat tat bhava, their anarthas, their everythings are destroyed, sins. And then, suddha bhaktya adhikarina, they are becoming qualified to practice pure devotional service. Yatheva saunuka adis, he is saying, just like examples, are saunuka adis, and dhruva, and chatusana, and also Gajendra is explaining. So these are the four types of devotees. They are becoming qualified to practice pure devotional service. So in respect to this, we know in the Bhagavad Gita, we have this, in chapter 7, we have this description that artha jigyans chaturvidha bhajante vang jana svikritina arjuna artha arthaarthi jigyasu jnani cha bhartasrava tesam jnani nitya jukta ek bhaktir vishishyati priyo hi jnani no tyartham aham sacha mama priya. Again he is speaking Krishna udaraha sarva evaite jnani jnani tu atma mimamatam asthita sahai yuktatma tam eva anuttamam gatim. Then after that, another verse is explaining, kamishta isti hrita jnana prapadyante anyat evataha. So there are four verses, including another half verses. He is explaining the details of these four types of devotees, how they are becoming qualified for practicing pure devotional service in Nectar of Devotion. So we know artha, those who are suffering in this material world, they are calling the Krishna, please save me. Please help me to get out from these difficulties. They are asking Krishna. They are requesting Krishna. They are praying Krishna. And in this way, they are coming to a platform where they can get happiness. But their purpose is to Krishna for removing their sufferings. Finish their sufferings. This is their purpose. Then they are forgetting Krishna. And artha jigyansu, artha artharthi. Artharthi is something that person, he is not in a level of suffering. He is not suffering. But he wants money. He wants to get a lot of money. That's why he is worshipping Krishna daily morning. And asking for money. I want money. Please give me money. Artharthi, artha artharthi. They are not suffering, but still they are asking for money. And in these two types of people, two types of devotees, they are not really the devotee. Although Krishna is saying, chaturvidha bhajante mam, Jana Swikriti and Arjuna, they are not Swikriti one. Jiva Goswami is explaining in his commentary, they are not really the Swikriti one, those who have done pious activities in their previous life. If somebody has done pious activities, then he is really qualified to do pure devotional service. And since these two types of people, they are not performing pure devotional service to Krishna, that's why he is considering that they have not done really pious activities. They have some kind of pious activities because of who is there getting the mercy of Krishna, and by that way they are becoming happy, and also they are removing their distress, sufferings, anything else, whatever may be. And he is explaining that two types of devotee can become qualified to perform devotional service by two ways. One is by the mercy of Lord, and another is by the mercy of devotees. And how is that? How Gajendra is the artha, and how Gajendra became able to perform devotional, pure devotional service. When Gajendra was calling Lord Krishna, Gajendra was really, you can understood from the his stuti to Lord Krishna, how he was calling Lord Krishna to what Vishwanath is explaining. He is saying that he was completely deeply absorbed in the sweetness pastimes of Lord Krishna. Krishna is like this, Krishna is like that. And he never called Lord Krishna to save him. But Krishna came and saved him and gave him a chance to become pure devotee of Lord Krishna. And then after that, Gajendra became the pure devotee of Lord Krishna. From artha level, he came to the level of pure devotional service by the mercy of directly Krishna. Directly by the mercy of Krishna. And artharthi, like Dhruva Maharaj, was asking for the kingdom. And he asked for the kingdom, and he also got everything else. But by praying Krishna, he removed that material desire. He destroyed that material desire, whatever he had in his heart. And in that way, by the mercy of Krishna, he became a pure devotee of Krishna. All these four types of devotees, like Jigyasu, Artha Jigyasu, Artharthi, Valla Vidyavasana is saying that these two types of devotees, in between this, Jigyasu has been placed. That means they will get the association of Jigyasu. And he is also saying that unless these two types of devotees, like Artha and Artharthi, if they want to become pure devotee and they want to become practice pure devotional service, then they have to come to the level of Jigyasu. Like we have in the Upanishad, Parikha Lokan Karma Chittan Brahmano Nirveda Mayastinastya Kritak Kritena Tad Vijnanartham Sa Gurum Evavati Gachit Samit Pani Srutriyam Brahmanishtam. In that sloka we know that Parikha Lokan Karma Chittan Brahmano, a person after traveling here and there, lot of testing himself, how they will get happiness, but still they became failure. And then ultimately he is taking shelter of a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Similarly, these two types of devotees, Artha and Artharthi, they, when they are not becoming able to get fully satisfaction, they are taking shelter either directly to Krishna or to the devotees of Lord Krishna. And they are coming, they are asking, they are going to the temples, they are going to the saintly persons, they are coming, they are becoming inquisitive. They are asking, what is the meaning of life? Although I am getting many times the mercy of Krishna for my material benefit, but still I am not becoming satisfied in my material life. Materialistic life. So in this way, they are getting the mercy of devotee and Lord Krishna and coming to the platform of pure devotional service. But Jigyasu, like Sonuka Adi Rishis, Sonuka and other sages who are listening Krishna Katha and other Puranas from the mouth of Suta Goswami, in Naimisarana, they had a desire to attain the Swargaloka and others. But by doing constant association of Suta Goswami, the speaker, they came to the level of pure devotional service, and they practiced pure devotional service, became the pure devotee of Lord Krishna. And jnani is the important here. Actually, jnani here means it is not that who has the knowledge of impersonal features of Lord Krishna. Here, the jnani, this artha jigyasu artha jnani cha bharatasrava, here jnani means that he has, there are three types of jnanis, especially in Krishna consciousness. One, who has the knowledge about the sweetness pastimes of Lord Krishna. And another types of jnani, who has the knowledge of Krishna's power, opulences. And another types of jnani, who has the knowledge of this two, both. But here, we should not understand that this is jnani means it is not impersonal aspect of Lord that he has understood, that jnani has understood. So after that verse, this first type of devotees, next verse, tesam jnani nitya jukta ek bhaktir visishyate. Krishna is saying, among these four types of devotees, jnani is very dear to me. Tesam jnani nitya jukta ek bhaktir visa, because he knows that Krishna is everything. Vasudeva sarvam, Krishna is everything. And he practices only devotional service. Eka bhaktir vishishyate. And he is saying, he is dear to me and also I am dear to him. And Bharat Maharaj was completely, even above this level of a jnani. Because in the beginning, he was practicing devotional service, like Chatusana. They had a desire to get liberation from this materialistic life. But by the association of devotee, they became the pure devotee of Lord Krishna. And tesam jnani nitya jukta ek bhaktir visishyate. And this jnani, Bharat Maharaj is not in this category of jnani. He is, because like Narada Muni. Narada Muni, from the beginning, he practiced devotional service. And he got the mercy of the Mahabhagavatas in Chaturmasya and became the pure devotee of Lord Krishna. But he was practicing, like Bharat Maharaj was practicing of devotional service when he was ruling over the kingdom. And in this way, Bharat Maharaj came, he developed his standard of devotional service, like Srila Prabhupada is saying, this is a special concession for devotee. Even if he attains a body that is non-human by the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he advances further in devotional service. By giving up his material life and everything else, and he tried to become fully Krishna consciousness, but still he is falling down. Sometimes it happens in our practical life of devotional service. We are practicing devotional service, becoming absorbed in Krishna consciousness, doing service and doing everything else. But some or other, when we are getting difficulties in our practical life, and immediately to get out from this condition, we are praying Krishna, "Oh Krishna, please come forward and help me, so that I came out from this condition, situations." He's asking Krishna. But what is happening in the meantime, he's forgetting Krishna consciousness. He's asking Krishna something else, which is not related to Krishna's topics. Before to that, he was practicing pure devotional service, he was engaging himself completely by preaching and becoming absorbed in Krishna consciousness, remembering the Krishna's pastimes, and studying the books. Srila Prabhupada gave a letter to Radha Rao Gurupanu Goy Prabhu. In that letter, he is saying that if a person is studying his books and studying his books, he is doing two things at a time. One, he is chanting, and another, he is listening. Two things he is doing at a time. Srila Prabhupada also repeatedly requesting all of his disciples and others also to ask by his books, instructions, that to study the books thoroughly. Even Brahma, in his lifetimes, he studied the Vedic literatures for 3 times. What to speak about us? And this is the Kali Yuga. So we need to study thoroughly under the guidance of teachers, spiritual masters, so that we can understand the meaning of Bhagavatam specially. If we have not studied under the guidance of a teacher, then it is very difficult to understand the meaning of Bhagavatam. So therefore, although we are getting difficulties, let the difficulties come in our life. What Lord Chaitanya is speaking in Sikhyashtakam, Aslisangva Padratam Pinashtama Madarsana Marmahatam Karutuva Jatha Tathava Vidadhatu Lampato Matprananathastu Saivanaparaha. He is saying that the essence, the gist of this verse is that there are so many impediments will be coming in our life, but still we don't have to become worried. That philosophy that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and He is the Lord, I am His servant, my duty is to serve Him. And if this consciousness will be remaining for whole lifetime, then and according to that, if we will be performing devotional service, we will never get the problem. And although we will be getting problem, we also would we don't have to forget this philosophy. And my duty is to serve Him. But when we are forgetting and trying to ask Krishna something which really Krishna does not want from His devotee, like we are getting difficulties, we have a disease, we have something else, we are asking Krishna that Prabhu, please save me. I am suffering in this material world. Even if Madhusudana Vajaspati, the teacher of Jiva Goswami, he when he is writing commentary in Bhagavad Gita, he is explaining that Draupadi, when she was forced to be naked in the Kuru assembly, she called Lord Krishna to save her. Krishna's Pandavas and Draupadi, they are very dear to Krishna, very close to Krishna. But still, he is saying no other acharyas, neither in our sampradaya like Jiva Goswami or other, they don't say that Draupadi is in the category of Artha. So, what I have understood that although we are getting in our life difficulties, we never minded, it will come and it will go. So let us engage ourselves in the service of Lord Krishna. And it is by this way we can elevate ourselves to the pure devotional service. Otherwise, there will be always a going up, sometimes coming down, then again going up, then coming down, again going up, coming down. Like we are practicing devotional service, that becomes a habit of getting up Mangalarti, attending all the morning programs. In this way we can place ourselves in the mode of goodness and can understand better way the meaning of Bhagavatam and other books. But when the difficulties are coming, we have to also tolerate. If we'll tolerate, then there is a real test of Lord Krishna and his devotees there. Therefore, if we'll tolerate, then really we'll progress on a path of devotional service. If we cannot tolerate, then really we have to again fall down. Like we have this verse in Bhagavatam, we speak Nashta Prayasva Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nishthiki. In this verse, although you are practicing every day devotional service, chanting 16 rounds, following four regulative principles, and also following many things, but still our anarthas and sins are not becoming removed from our heart completely. That's why this verse is saying, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Nashta Prayasva Bhadra. So the Praya Abhadra is destroyed. So then little bit of Abhadra is still there, like Bharat Maharaj, although he was on the level of Bhava, but still he fell down. We know these things. Why? Because Vishwanath is explaining, in respect to this verse, he is explaining, Nama Aparadha Lakshanasya Abhadrasya Kassan Kassan Pravalavahagaha Khinattam Jayate Rati Paryantam Api Bhavati Iti Bhavah. He is explaining, there is a Nama Aparadha. Whether one or two, we have 10 Nama Aparadhas. Among them, any one of them we can take. The first one, second one, or third one, whatever may be. And when this Nama Aparadha is remaining still in the heart, then Pravala Bhaga, the many parts, the 99% of this Nama Aparadha are destroyed. Maybe 0.001% something is remaining, and which is destroyed at the level of Bhava. So that's why Bharat Maharaj, the cause of Bharat Maharaj falling down, even if he was constantly engaged, which was spoken by Parasara to Maitreya in Vishnu Purana, he was constantly chanting the holy name of Lord, even if in his dream, but still he fell down. So some aparadhas or something else is there inside the heart, which is becoming the cause of our falling down from the path of pure devotional service. And again, we are trying to elevate ourselves to the path of pure devotional service. So in this way, we know that Bharat Maharaj was a Mahabhagavat, and we are asking for his blessings that we can also getting a lot of troubles in our spiritual life, and we can go to the platform of pure devotional service, and we can go back to Godhead. Thank you so much. If anybody has any questions or comments to this, or comments.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Thank you very much for a very enlightening class regarding our devotional service, how we can perform very nicely. Over here, you were asking one question, why Bharat Maharaj was lamenting. So, I heard from that Bharat Maharaj was on the platform of Bhava.
You heard?
I heard in one of the lectures, Bharat Maharaj was on the platform of Bhava platform. So, such a elevated souls, those who are performing devotional service in a high level, if they fall down, so then this kind of soul, they remember their past life. Only that fortunate soul, those who are very, very elevated and their devotional service is very little bit remain, they remember. So in this situation, because Bharat Maharaj was, and previously was in the Bharat platform, and he renounced everything at the age of 24, 25 only. He was very young. And second thing, Krishna wanted to teach us that despite you renounce everything, but tinge of material attachment if you have, then there is a chance of falling down. So sometime Krishna wanted to teach practicing devotees how he uses his pure elevated souls. And he makes him fall down, and Krishna wants to teach us, say, see, this kind of person also chance to fall down. So you be very, very careful. So in that sense, Bharat Maharaj was repenting that why, you know, I did these mistakes.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
So, just a minute. And Krishna is, in first canto of Bhagavatam, that I was speaking that we are also facing difficulties in our practical life. And I was explaining repeatedly, we don't need to become worried about that. We have to just constantly follow that whatever spiritual master has said, whatever Srila Prabhupada has said. And in this way we are following. And we don't need to become worried that we don't have wealth, we don't have this, we don't have that. Because Krishna in Bhagavatam is explained, yatra aham sthapayami tatra satishtati, yatam karayami tat saha karoti, yatam bhojayami tat. Thing is that if food is not available even to our stomach, then we don't need to become worried. Some or other it will be available. Yatram sthapaya. If house is not available, don't need to become worried. Whatever is available, just go and sit down and do your work. That's all. Yatram sthapaya tatra satishtati. Yatam karayami. Jo main karvata hu, wahi wo karta hai. This is the nature of a pure devotional service. But here, Bharat Maharaj did something else, which is not really come from the Krishna. Maybe, I don't know, I don't want to speculate on this thing. We don't know what is his previous life. That's all that I think.
Yes, Hare Krishna. Yes. Bharat Maharaj, while in the body of deer, he was still remembering his past life and what the mistake he did in past life. But he did not forget Krishna in the body of deer. Am I correct?
He did not forget?
Bharat Maharaj did not forget Krishna in the body of the deer, correct? While in the body of the deer.
No, he did not.
So, where was the need to take birth as Jadabharata? He could have remembered Krishna in deer's body and gone back to God.
Yes. Why he did not go in the deer life, right? Is it the questions?
Yeah, see, why he could not go back to Godhead by remembering Krishna while in the body of the deer?
Yes, that I am understanding your point. Same thing is has been, that problem has been solved in the Bhakti Sandarbha. Jiva Goswami is himself explaining that he had something else to be completed, some devotional service which was to be completed in the lifetime of Jadabharat. That's why he was given this body. In dear life, it is although he was constantly remembering Lord Krishna, but it was not fully. He did not get fully success of going back to Godhead. That's why he was given another body. And you see, in that another body, what Jadabharata was doing? He was sitting simply in the field, nothing doing. Then the Rahuguna came. They did not have a person to carry their palanquin. Then took him and, you know, he was such an elevated soul. Whatever he was said by anybody else, he did. Although he don't know how to carry the palanquin. So, yes, something else that Jiva Goswami is saying, that something else was there to be completed. That's why he was given this body of Jadabharata. And then he got success completely. It's okay.
It's a comment. I heard from His Holiness Bhaktichirana Swami on this point that actually we don't fall down from the platform of bhava. And it's Vaishnava Parad that is the last obstacle. Vaishnava Parad is removed only after attaining the lotus feet of the Lord. But this incident of Bharat Maharaj was an extraordinary circumstance to teach the devotees to be careful at all steps. But usually it doesn't happen that someone, the platform of bhava, falls down.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे।